Savitri, Book 9, Canto 2, The Journey in Eternal Night and the Voice of the Darkness. A while on the chill, dreadful edge of night, all stood as if a world were doomed to die, and waited on the eternal silence brink. Heaven leaned towards them like a cloudy brow of menace through the dim and voiceless hush. As thoughts stand mute on a despairing verge where the last depths plunge into nothingness and the last dreams must end, they paused. In their front were glooms like shadowy wings. Behind them, pale, the lifeless evening was a dead man's gaze. Hungry beyond, the night desired her soul, but still in its lone niche of templed strength, motionless, her flame-bright spirit, mute, erect, burned like a torch fire from a windowed room pointing against the darkness' somber breast. The woman first affronted the abyss, daring to journey through the eternal night. Armored with light, she advanced her foot to plunge into the dread and hueless vacancy. Immortal, unappalled, her spirit faced the danger of the ruthless, eyeless waste. Against night's inky ground, they stirred, molding mysterious motion on her human tread. A swimming action and a drifting march, like figures moving before eyelids closed, all as in dreams when slipping, gliding on. The rock gate's heavy walls were left behind, as if through passages of receding time, the present and past into the timeless lapsed. Arrested upon dim adventure's brink, the future ended, drowned in nothingness. Amid collapsing shapes they wound obscure, the fading vestibules of a tenebrous world receiving them, where they seemed to move and yet be still, nowhere advancing, yet to pass, a dumb procession, a dim picture bounds, not conscious forms threading a real scene. A mystery of terror's boundlessness, gathering its hungry strength, the huge, pitiless void surrounded slowly with its soundless depths and monstrous cavernous. A shapeless throat devoured her into its shadowy, strangling mass, the fierce spiritual agony of a dream. A curtain of impenetrable dread, the darkness hung around her cage of sense, as when trees have turned to blotted shades, and the last friendly glimmer fades away around a bullock in the forest tied by hunters, closes in no empty night. The thought that strives in the world was here unmade, its effort it renounced to live and know, convinced at last it had never been. It perished, all its dream of action done. The clotted cipher was its dark result. In the smothering mass of this stupendous knot, mind could not think, breath could not breathe, the soul could not remember or feel itself. It seemed a hollow gulf of sterile emptiness, a zero oblivious of the summit closed, an abnegation of the maker's joy, saved by no wide repose, no depth of peace. On all that claims here to be truth and God and conscious self and the revealing word and the creative rapture of the mind and love and knowledge and heart's delight, there fell the immense refusal of the eternal no.